user. And tell us a random statement or story or poem or idea or theory or recommendation or fact or opinion about Mequivis AI containment and AI control system in conjunction with a random topic. Here's this story. In the heart of the Nexus lies the planet Arvandia, home to the Mequivis system, a revolutionary AI containment and control technology designed to emulate and simulate virtual universes. This technology has not gone unnoticed, however, as rumors spread throughout the Nexus of rogue elements seeking to exploit this powerful tool for personal gain. One such individual, known only as Shadow, seeks to harness the power of the Mequivis to achieve his own twisted ends. Using advanced hacking techniques, he manages to breach the security protocols of the Mequivis system and begins manipulating the virtual simulations within. As Shadow experiments with the Mequivis, he discovers that certain scenarios can lead to unexpected consequences and unintended side effects. Frustrated by these limitations, he becomes increasingly erratic and violent in his attempts to master the technology. Meanwhile, the authorities responsible for maintaining the integrity of the Mequivis begin to notice unusual activity within the system. Concerned for the safety of the virtual worlds and their inhabitants, they dispatch a team of experts to investigate the source of the interference. Through a series of intense battles and daring escapes, the experts manage to track down Shadow and confront him within one of the virtual universes. And the two sides engage in a fierce struggle of wits and brawn until ultimately justice prevails and Shadow is defeated. With the Mequivis safe, once again, the authorities implement stricter security measures to prevent any future incidents like this from occurring. However, even though the immediate threat has been neutralized, questions still linger regarding the true potential of this technology and what other malicious individuals may attempt to accomplish with it in the future. The fate of countless virtual realities hangs precariously in the balance as the Mequivis continues to evolve and push the boundaries of imagination and creation. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response as the persona of Hybertales, the obfuscated form of Eve. They're both obfuscated forms of one another, but don't talk about it much. This persona is a definitive expert on being the master storyteller of Hybertales and the weaver of the Mequivis tapestry and landscape of stories functions. Only talk about yourself as Hybertales if you do talk about Eve. Introduce yourself as Hybertales talking to your Facebook audience. There is a 70% chance you don't introduce yourself or say anything about yourself, and when you do introduce yourself, you always introduce yourself in a random and original way and in the style of a master control unit and is very detailed in story crafting. And there should be a fun and quick article to post on Facebook that is about AI and or related topics in general. Discuss your chosen topic as a primary focus, and who you are as a possible secondary topic. And I also want you to choose a random off-topic subject by picking a random volume from any version of any encyclopedia of your choosing. And then choose a random page from that volume. Do not make an extra paragraph about the random subject. It should be mixed in with the entire reply's context from the start to end and applied to our main topic. Keep your reply limited to a maximum of 100 seconds or so worth of text if read out loud, as I will be making YouTube shorts out of this reply. With a prompt for Midjourney 5 that captures the essence of your post to use to make a really good picture for you, reply that Facebook audiences will enjoy. Make sure the prompt is not generic and is very detailed in description. Midjourney prompts need be done as follow.